So we're going to continue here, Be'ezer Hashem, Simen Peches. Last week we learned that there's a din based on the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Gimel, and the Gemara and Kuf Dalet and Be'ezer and Chulin, that it's Aser and Issad Rabbanon to have meat and cheese. Well, we saw, according to Paiskim, meat and milk on the same table. And the reason is, the Gemara seemed to say you may cook them together, but L'maskonas Advarim, at the end, we saw that it's really because Gzeirah D'Rabbanon, you may come to eat them together. Then even though eating cold meat and cold cheese together is in itself only an Issad Rabbanon, B'chi Hagavna Gozru Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Sometimes they make Gzeirah L'Gzeirah, and we see throughout Simen Pezayin, Peches, and Peites, the extent and the extreme that the Chazal went to keep us away from Basar B'Cholof. Since Sif Aleph, we learned that there's an Isser for one person to have Basar B'Cholof at the same table. It didn't say it explicitly, but we saw in the Berheitev that there is that concern. The Chochmas Adam, we didn't mention this last week, but the Chochmas Adam says actually the Iker Gzeira is by one person. And that could also be based on what we saw in the Gemara and Shabbos at the end of last week's shiur. Gemara and Shabbos, the Afya Gimel, that really says that when you have two people, it's actually less of a concern because one may remind the other. But there's only one person and he has a little yogurt on the table and he's eating his meat sandwich. He may forget himself and may eat and there's nobody there to remind him. So the Chochmas Sadam says actually the Iker Gzeiro is by one person. And then it's if Beis we saw not only one person but even two people. If they have a comfortable and close relationship, they would eat from one another. If one offered the other one, and if they'd be concerned one would offer the other one, they would accept. There's Isser to have one eating bus or one eating chalav, unless you made a hecker. Unless you put something that's a reminder on the table, and the hecker has to be in between the two people, in between the two plates, so that they should always be cognizant of the fact that one of them is eating bus and one of them is eating chalav. So that we all saw that last week. But we mentioned that the Hafla asked in his chidushim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch here, he asked why in Sif Beis do we mention the idea of hecker, that there is a way out when you have two people, but in Sif Aleph it seems like the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, didn't write that. Even though we would have learned it, that she's just saying Sif Aleph, here's the din. Sif Beis, it includes two people also. And then it's in the end of Sif Beis saying, but you, this is the way you could get around the problem. You could circumvent it by having a hecker, or by each one eating on their own mappa, their own cloth. But that was his diik, and he wanted to base it on that Gemara and Shabbos that you see, but the case of the husband and wife who's anida in the same bed with a hecker, the Gemara wanted to say you still can't compare it to Basar B'Cholof. Why? Because by the case of the husband and wife, there are deyos, ikud deyos, meaning there are two people. And Rashi says she has giru zeh. If that is so, and the Kaf HaChaim indeed brings this lahalacha. If that is so, it comes out a very interesting nafkamina. Well, what's the nafkamina? Meaning, if you say that the whole heter of having a hecker there, having something to remind you, is only does only help by two people, but by one person, it doesn't help, right? Then what happens if, not an uncommon case, what happens if you have a parent, let's say a woman who's eating milchiks. Yeah? She's eating lunch, she's eating milchiks. And she's feeding her child, her 3-year-old child, and she's feeding him some leftover chicken from Shabbos. So she's eating milchiks, right? And on the same table, she's feeding her child chicken. Is that mutter or is that usher? Ah, so you would say a 3-year-old child is certainly not a daya because he has no idea that he should remind his mother if she picks up the chicken, oh, make sure you don't eat it. I'm not talking about David HaMelech who made a bracha before he nursed. So, So the child is not going to remind the mother. So maybe you'll say, you'll put a hecker. She'll just put something on the table that's normally not there, and that'll remind her. But by one person, that doesn't even help. So you don't even have that eitzah. So it seems there'll be no way around for this case, for the mother eating milchik while feeding the child who's too young to remind her. Right? That's what it sounds like. If you don't hold the hecker. We could extend it even further. Right? Let's say you have an adult. But the adult is not aware of the halacha of not eating milk and meat. How would be such an example? What adult wouldn't know the halachas of Basar B'cholov?
Never knew.
Maybe a non-religious Jew, right? Maybe it's a non-religious Jew. So you're eating with a non-religious Jew, a relative, at the same table, right? And according to this haflo and the chavachaim, we shouldn't be mutter to eat with them. If you're eating milchik, they're eating fleishik. Well, and even if you put a hecker on the table, it's not going to help. Why? Because according to this ikadeos, it seems like from the way they were learning from the Gemara, you have to have two different people. You have to have people who are cognizant that there is an issue going on. If we say that, then we for sure should extend it also to a non-Jew. Right? Somebody's eating, they're in a park somewhere, and they're eating at the same table, or in a cafeteria and at work, and they're eating at the same table, right? Yeshua should be usher. Oh. So now, we're going to learn the shach over here. Learn the shach, it's a cut and base, and from the shach, we'll see, this is actually Shmuel Felder's diak in the shach, that you see the shach apparently did not hold of this diak from the Gemara and was not concerned that you must have two people in order for a hecker to work. Okay? Why is that? The shach has a kasha as follows. When we say you're not allowed to put up on the same table basar and gvina, what about basar and iser? What if I'm eating something kosher and I also have iser on the table? Is that also a problem? I'm in the mode of eating, right? It's not a problem to have, like we mentioned last week, to have basar and cholov on a side table. That the Mechaber said is not a problem. Yeah, to have it on the side table, because that's not, I'm not in the process of eating. But while I'm eating, is a problem to have basar and cholov at the same time. So maybe while I'm eating, it should be usher to have something that is usher to eat on the table. Is that a problem? No. Why not?
Because you're never going to think to eat chazir or whatever.
Because you're never going to eat that. Very good. That's what the shach says. Says the shach, psivkan beis, also lalas al shulchan, v'nira davka. Sivkan beis, the shach. Yeah. The niradavke basar, also la'alei salah shulchan shayich la'cholov. You can't put meat on a table that you're eating milk, or yipcha, or vice versa. Bishom delay bedili in shimine, because people are not separated from it. They don't stay away from it. Shekolechad had to bifnei atzmai, because meat is mutter, and gvin is mutter. Ava mutter la'alei basar nevela ala shulchan shayich la'alov basar kshayra. You're allowed to put nevela on the same table that you have basar kshayra. V'chem avur b'divri haranam v'beseiz ev simit tzadi zayin. Why? Because here there's no concern. Here we're not worried about it because there's no way he's going to eat that nevela. Why? Because he never eats nevela. It's not like it happens to be today he's not going to eat. He never eats nevela. So that's what the shach says. But then the shach has a kasha. Shach says that's problematic. Why? Because there's a halacha that if Reuven is moider hanof from Shimon, Reuven says, Shimon, I'm not having any hanof from you. So is he allowed to eat together with Shimon? They're allowed to have a meal together, Reuven and Shimon? Because maybe Shimon will offer some of his food to Reuven. Yeah?
The other one knows about the that he was no there.
Yeah.
Okay, then you say you have theos. Then you say you have theos, as opposed to aware of the nether that he made.
Okay.
Aware, you may say have a problem.
Good. You have theos, but the rush, the shach's going to bring a rush that says, you know why that's mutter? Because if Reuven, if the davening one morning, Reuven says to Shimon, I am moider anov from you. I don't want to have any benefit from you. And then later they find themselves at the same table. The Rosh says, that's mutter. You know why? Because that's a case of makbidim zezeh, seinen zezeh. We have no problem. After Reuven told that to Shimon, Shimon's not going to offer any food to Reuven. Yeah? So Frek the Shach says, what second? I have a better reason why it should be mutter. Why? Because that food is usher. Right? If that food is coming from Shimon, it's also for Reuven to eat it because he was just made there hanav from it. He just said, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have any hanav from you. So that's why it should be mutter. Right? Just like if you have an avela, it's mutter to keep on the table because I'll never eat it. So this is usher food to eat, so why should that be?
That's usher meikara. This is usher, you know, me yet more.
So what's the difference, yeah?
Yeah, so I never would think if I had a momentary lapse around the neder that I made, that could be a problem. The chazir, I never would have.
Good. So really, that's what the shach says, right? It seems pretty basic, Teres. Look at the shach says, Mihu. We continue along. Mimasha kosev arosh beperushal in adorim. Saved av memalav. Gabe hamoy derano machaveirei. Someone who says to his friend he's not going to have any hana from him, he makes a neder. Oichel imoy ala shulchan. You're allowed to eat on the same table. Why? Vezel shayne says the Rosh. Veloy chay shinon. Shema yoichel imoy. Maybe he'll eat together with him from his food. The kivin shehi diroi. Because since he made a neder not to have hana from him, mustama shayne says they probably hate each other. Tfei even more mishneach sinam oichel ala shulchan. Echad zebasav zegmina. Two random people come into a hotel and they happen to be sitting on the same table. This one has inflation. This one has a milk. It's mutter. Why? Because they don't know each other. When they don't know each other, we're not going to be worried they're offering. So if somebody says, tells his friend in the morning, you know, I don't want to have any benefit from you. I hate your guts. So you don't have to worry, says the Rosh, that he's going to offer him some food. Says the Shach, Umaviyah Beis Yezla, Kamon Simen Reish Chavalov, Mashma, Tafila Bishari, Surah Namid Yenochi. It seems even though this is usher to eat, there's still a concern that you may come to eat it unless you have this factor that they don't get along with each other. And then the shach answers like Barry saying, it's not that the actual food is also like an avela, it's only because of his neder. I will be shari surim, but something that's actually also the item itself, the rush would be made. So that's very good, says the shach. Took here an avela, is mutter to keep on the table. Something that the food is permissible, just I made a nether not to eat it, is would be problematic, if not for the fact that you have people who don't get along. But then the shach asks, but what would be the din by chametz? What would be the din by chametz? I mean, I'm eating on the table, it's Pesach, it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. And obviously I don't have chametz, I can't possess any chametz. But let's say there's a guy, a non-religious Jew, who has chametz in his possession, and they're sitting at the same table with me. What would you say in that case? Right? So first of all, that's a good point. There's a good point that chametz is also b'mashu. But is there any concern that I may come to? He'll offer me some chametz. Now, chametz I know is also, right? It's not, I'm not going to eat chametz on Pesach, right? So that in itself should be a heter, says the shach, that I shouldn't have to worry about it. Meaning that if I'm sitting at the same table as someone else who has chametz there, I shouldn't have to have a hecker. Why? Because it's like nevela. So let's look at what the shach says now. Continue along. The Raj writes in the tshuva, Mevi'a Beis Yosef, Barachayim Simin Tov Mem, the guy habayim chemtzi lebeis Yisrael. A guy comes with his chametz to a Jew's property. Osir la aloisa imay ala shochun. You're not allowed to have that guy put his chametz on the same table as Amid. Upasek em b'shochun aruch shem. The shochun aruch and simin tov mem siv gimel pasuk like that in Hilchos Pesach. So he's asking, why should that be a problem? Right? Why is it osir to bring the chametz up? I'm never going to eat chametz. It's Pesach. It's osir. It should be the same thing as an avela, that there's no problem of having that at the same table. It's not like milk and meat. It's like meat and avela.
Yeah, but an avela you never going to eat. Chametz is a time factor there.
Reb Ted wants to say it's different. Why? Chametz only 7 days, 8 days of the year I don't eat chametz, but the rest of the day I do eat it. So that's something that maybe I am accustomed to eating, as opposed to nevela, you have the whole year. Very good. I would have said that Teretz also, and the Shach seems to answer something similar to that. But let's think. We have to see what we have to take out of the Shach. Nira says the Shach, the Teretz is the Hashem Shum Chumra the chametz Shani. Over there, because chametz is so stringent, the kiven the chametz b'mashu rochu kushali yisarev pirur echad mishal goy b'shal Yisrael k'mashkos v'rash b'sham. Right, the Shach says that first a different problem, because since chametz b'mashu, the concern there is even if I don't come to eat the actual chametz, but maybe the guy, as he's eating his sandwich over there, maybe a tiny crumb will come off of his bread, of his roll, and fall into my soup, unbeknownst to me, and I may come to eat the chametz, not bottle, even b'mashu is usher, I may come to eat it. That's why there's a concern by chametz. It's a category of its own. That's what the Shach answers. Teda, I'll bring you a proof. Do I feel you see the Shulchan Aruch over there writes that even if you have a hecker, it doesn't help. So you see that by chametz, a hecker does not help. Seems not like that. Because Hashem, the Aruch Haschaim writes like this. It's really mutter him to eat. V'afilu al shulchan Yisrael, even if he eats on the Jew's table, karav adavar lahatir, you should really be mutter. Zeh matzav zeh chametz. Why? Dum yedishneach sanoim. Because also they are people who don't really have a connection to one another. Ad kan. Umid de hitir mitayma dum yedishneach sanoim. You see, the only heter he had is because really they have no connection to one another. Mechlau, we can derive from there, this v'afilu al adavar shu osu is if you have to come onto the terrace, not of chametz b'mashu, but you have to come onto the reason why it's mutter is because they really don't have a close connection to one another. That's the heter. It seems like we're not worried about chametz b'mashu. We're worried you may come to eat the chametz, but since they don't really have this close tie, it's okay. So, frek the Shach. The Shach is asking, why should that be? Chametz is something that I keep away from because it's Isser. And here he comes up with the tense teretz. The shiny hosom, the alalechem yichya ha'odom, the rogel boy kolashona. Indeed, chametz is different because that's something I eat all year long. It's not something that I keep away from. And that's why it's very different than nevela. Chai Gav Nikos of Rosh Perkei Ma'amidin. The Rosh has a similar idea. Gabay Bishul Goy. The past Tzerach Achok Tfei. By that you see that we are more strict by past than by regular food. Mishum Dal Alechem Yichye Ha'odem. Okay. So that's what the Shach makes this chiluk. So the Shach comes up with three dinim. That basar b'cholav on the same table as asr, but basar and isr, like nevela, is mutter, says the Shach, because there's no way I'll come to eat it. If something I made a neder from, there would be a problem because it's not the food that's asr, it's the neder that's making the isr. And the similar svara would apply by chametz, because chametz is something that I don't keep away a whole year. And also bread is alalechem levad yichya adam. You see, we're always more concerned about bread. That's the Shach's reason, and really he brought from the Rajban, the Beis before, that is an additional reason by chametz, and that's because maybe a crumb will get over into my food, and chametz is baser b'mashu. That's what he says.
Why is it more machmir by bread? Just because you can't tell bread apart from each other?
You're talking by bishul, by pasag, or here? No, I think because bread makes crumbs, that's what he's saying. The Shach's reason?
Yeah.
Bread is a staple item. It's a staple item. It's become so often that we had to make the restrictions even greater.
Because you can't tell bread apart from each other? Or just because you eat more?
Why can't you tell me? I mean, you're telling me for you mean you can't tell anything the chametz, the kapita, and the matzah, which looks like a pita. That way?
No, he's asking about the vision that's given during the year. He said, "Top, because Allah can be God, that's the vision that we're always want more lachmir with love."
No, I thought he said, right. Because of that, you know, you can't do it on Pesach.
Yeah, but I thought he was saying it's more lachmir general.
We are more lachmir general. That he says, that's you see more lachmir by Pasachim than Mishalachim. Right? And he's saying, based on that, that's why you could say that even though the Shach said, I would say myself that if the guy has chametz at the table, I shouldn't have to have any other reasons other than it's also to eat today. But you see, when it comes to bread, since it's something that people are so accustomed to eating all the time, we would make a restriction on that too. We would be concerned even though it's also to eat today. If not for the fact that since he's a guy and this is a Jew, so say it says it.
His roast beef looks different than my roast beef. Why bread? I don't understand that. I mean, that maybe the food is destroyed.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a difference into looking different or not. I think bread is a staple item, so therefore it comes very often. But certainly the way they used to eat is every meal was with bread.
So what he's saying is any day you want during the year, not with Pesach.
Yeah.
And if he's having a sandwich, I can't eat at the table, but if he's eating his roast beef on a plate, I could.
That's what you're asking?
Yes.
I didn't understand that. That's a new question. You're asking that the din here is only talking about eating chametz on the table with the guy because it's Pesach.
Right. That's why I understood.
But you're saying, let's say it's a random day during the year and he's eating non-kosher bread. If he's eating non-kosher meat, I would never eat his meat. It's probably not kosher. But if he's eating non-kosher bread, so maybe I should say it's a problem because bread we have more of a restriction, right? And I would say it could be. It could be that maybe if that's what it would come down to, that even just bread, even though we don't have that halacha anywhere, but you have the protection anyway. The fact that they are Seinen Zezah. The fact that he's a non-Jewish person, which I don't have real connection to him, I wouldn't eat from his plate, so you have that hat there anyway.
So you have a connection with him. So
he's
your next neighbor.
He's your next neighbor, or he's a relative, or right.
So what are we saying? No, it's not a problem on a random day during the year.
That's what we're asking now. That's what we're asking. No, that's the question. That's the question.
On the table.
Right. I'm saying if it's a regular, a random guy, you would have this heter anyway. There's no connection. It's a random guy. You want to say, let's say it's somebody who actually you're very comfortable with. So would you have the problem then? I would say in that case you would. In that case you would. Yeah, you would have to put up a hecker. You would have to put something there. You would have to eat on the separate mappa.
I mean, you can be comfortable with your coworkers, but they know you're eating kosher and they're not. So it's a natural.
So that's by non-kosher. That's nevela.
No. In general, they assume that anything they're eating is nothing that you can eat. They don't offer you. If I'm eating, I mean, we have a separate mappa. We go into a conference and we have lunch together.
Yeah.
So they know. I bring my sandwich. They get the stuff from the cafeteria, and no one ever would offer me any food because they know I brought my food.
So they know. Okay, I don't.
We have a separate model.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they have you know, they have
like placemats.
They have things.
So that we see helps because the only
that it seems to me that even though they like me, they know that they wouldn't offer me any food.
I mean, because they know already,
and they don't know if they wouldn't offer me meat, but maybe they could offer me cheese because they would just assume that it's not, you know, it's not shayach to start offering me meat.
Ah, really? So that's really the. Let's see now if we have a good raya. Yeah. See, this is really.
That's your situation. I don't know if you can raya for everybody. I've had neighbors come and bring me food as a nice gesture.
Yeah. Right. So here's the shayla. Here's the shayla. This is really where it gets down to it. Why? Because the shach is bringing this case that he has an issue. Why should it be a problem eating the same table as a nachri? He's eating chametz. Have to come on to chametz is b'mashu. That's the problem. So, 1 second. This should be a problem anyway. Why? You know why it shouldn't help if each one has their own mappa? Each of you have a hacker? Because you don't have deis. Right? Because only the Jew knows the halacha that he's not allowed to eat his Pesach food and Chametz food. So you don't have deis over there. I think even the goyim in David's office who know about not kosher, they know about Chametz and Pesach.
Can't you have a salad?
Right.
That's true. That's people who know. People who don't know.
The less they know, the less
likely
they're off.
Yeah. So we hear the raya?
Yeah. Why is it a shock to
No, that's the raya. You see that the shock's only problem here is that it shouldn't be a problem because it's usher. But the fact that there's a guy over there, right? So why shouldn't we just say, 1 second, that doesn't help me over here because I don't have deos in the first place. Right? It's only like one person. And one person, a hacker, shouldn't help because the guy is no better than having nobody here. Right? So must be, you see, from the shach, that no, having a guy over there is the same thing maybe as myself. But you see, by an individual himself, a hacker does help. And if we understand the shach correctly, then this that the Mechaber didn't mention in Sif Aleph anything about a hacker, he relied on Sif Beis.
Hiska, if it's soy milk or something, little sign that says, you know, please don't feed the Jews.
Don't feed the Jews. Yeah. Okay, what's the issue here?
You take from the side that the guy won't offer to you. The guy sitting across the table from you, the assumption is that what he's eating, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, a piece of lettuce or a sandwich, it's the same thing as the bill. You never will consider eating it.
I think that it depends on the circumstance. There's certainly in the Rajbas times, the Beis Yosef, the Shach, and La Halach and Brunj in Hilchas Pesach, you see, well, there's two concerns over there. One, number one, you worried about the crumbs. That's a Pesach. But other than that, you see, you have to come onto a heter that has signed says. Without that, you worry, maybe may offer you something. I think this was understood that not every guy was so well versed in the laws of kosher.
But your assumption is that it was prevailing.
Why is it? It's not true. Everything the guy eats is nevela.
That would be your assumption.
Why? What do you mean?
Let's say nevela.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat it. It's not kosher. It's just the same. It's the same category as nevela. What?
Gov you an enter is possible. Perfectly fine if you're eating kosher.
Right. You can have kosher.
Possible, yes. I'm talking about assumptions. You assume that a guy offers you something that was
big. No, but he's talking about, let's say, something that's kosher that the guy is eating. Right? Just like similar to chametz on Pesach. That's not kosher. It's just because it's a chametz. Yeah? But it's kosher food. Let's say you're in a kosher, you have to, you know. My father works in Maimonides Hospital. Yeah, they have a kosher cafeteria. Most of the people who are buying over there are goyim. So could you sit down at the same table? Right? There's a Jewish doctor sitting down at the same table as a non-Jew. This one had... they serve fleishig and milk at the same time? I don't know, maybe they have two different sides, who knows? Right? So...
He can't bring his own sandwich also?
Maybe he brings his own sandwich. Maybe he has his own food, yeah.
No sandwich, you're going to... It's the same thing as having a piece of pork on the table.
So I think you would have to, that the assumption is that you know it's nevel already. You're saying that nowadays everybody assumes whatever the guy has, I have to assume is not kosher. No, that's what he's asking. What if he has kosher? I see clearly it's kosher.
That's talking about an exceptional case. When he comes in,
right.
I don't think the rush had it for you at this time.
Right.
It's possible. He could come in with an empty table. So the goy has this piece of food in front of him. You would assume it's kosher? It was baked without... I mean, what could you possibly... A banana would be the only thing in the plan.
No, or a box that has an extra on it. Right. Oh, no, so you certainly in the Rajma's times, in that case, they're talking about it was kosher chametz. No, but your kasha is, what's the difference? You have to tell me if I have a problem because it comes from mashu, it should be mutter anyway, or you have to come on to other answers, it should be mutter anyway because anything the guy has is not like nevela. And the shah says nevela is not a problem. So I'm saying, obviously they assume that's not true. Not everything. Maybe if a guy walks on with a piece of meat, I have no idea where he got it from, that's a nevela. But if a guy walks in from with a bread from the local bakery, yeah, and they relied on paspalter, so then why wouldn't I eat it? That would be an example from then. And now we have a different example that he could have something that actually I see is kosher. But it's milchik and I'm eating fleishik, would that be a problem? And now we're saying, now from this Raj, but we see that really a mapa, a heker would help. If not for the fact that it's chametz, a mapa would help. So that's the kasha. Why would a mapa help? The guy doesn't know I'm not allowed to eat milchik and fleishik at the same time. Maybe kosher he knows I have to eat. But he said, look, this is kosher, OUD. So why? So you see from there that I would need a hacker in that case, but a hacker would help. So you see, even though I don't have deyos over there, I don't have another person to remind me. So if that's true, then it will come out that the mother eating with the child at the table, a hacker would help. Because you see from this shach, and this is the halacha pasuk, all the achrayim in the Hilchos Pesach Siman Tav Mem, that that's the only problem with the guy at the table. Because it's chametz or it's a mashu, but it's not a problem because the guy doesn't know that I can't eat the basar and chalav. So that'll be a raya, and therefore, in that case, the woman, indeed, you would need a hacker. She has milk and meat at the same table. You would need a hacker, but a hacker would help. Okay, let's go to one more halacha here.
Finish with the
shach?
Huh? Still holding my fingers in the place.
The shach, you want to finish the shach? Okay. Yeah. He's just being right to that. That divin, you see, they were more strict by pas teda. A proof of this is the akoch haran gufei moide belechem. The armin and reish perikol abosid afkuf dalar amibeis chalas chutz laoretz. The gemara over there says, do we have a restriction of chala in chutz laoretz? Was only midrabanan. The gemara says he loved the himidrabanan ava gazrinon ha'ala, bringing chala, which is also to eat, to Yisrael, bringing chala on the table, otu achil, he may come to eat it. Ava gada asira bapei nafshi, even though it's aser, why should I have a problem with bringing a chala on the table? It's aser to eat, it's chala, right? It was chala that you were mafresh from the Isa. Alavadei de belechem shachlem exirtfei. Another raya, he says, from the gemara, you see, by chala we would be more, even though that it's a piece of iser, right? It's no different than nevela in a sense. You see, we are more strict when it comes to bread. Well, but bread?
No, not bread. It'd be the thing of chuma. It's the thing of chuma. They're putting on the table. Now, you can't eat,
no.
Not, right? So, how can that be on? Why is that the same problem? Why can't we say...
No, that would be not a problem. Why? Because chuma I stay away from always. It's like nevela. I always stay away from that. Right? So really, but he's saying bechala also. I always stay away from bechala. I know I can never eat the challah. Teretz is, since al alechem levada yichya adam, we always make more restrictions, even when it should really not apply by bread. Ulefizeh, says the shach, osu la'alez lechem shel iser ala shulchan kederach sh'asim basa b'chalav. So he threw in that one reason that Ted said before about my chametz, because I eat it all year round. Just these 8 days, I don't eat it. But his main teretz is that you see we're more strict by bread, even though the reason should really not apply. By bread we are stricter. That's what the shach concludes. So one other shaila here. One other shaila is that we see here, again, it's not 100% clear from the Shulchan Aruch, but the Be'er Hayyim, the Chacham Zanna says, just like two people can't eat at the table, one eating bas, one eating chalav, one person can't eat. The Chacham Zanna Kosh can, one person can't eat. He's by himself. There's no one to remind him. We had a whole shiloh just now about could the hecker help? And we see, conclude that it seems like, even though there are achreinim who say it's aser, so if one wanted to be careful about that, but from the shach in most places, can move simis mut. What happens if a person wants to be machmir that a hecker won't help when he's eating by himself? Okay, what's the case? The case is, let's say, his wife just made a milchige cheese kugel, and she put it on the table to cool off. And I want to sit down now for lunch and eat some meat. Yeah? So I can go find, you know, that's if I know where the gloves are kept in the house to be able to take a hot thing and go find it and know which is the milk account, the deflation account, where to put it down. You know?
What?
You know, they say...
It's a counter problem.
They say...
It certainly is.
They say like this... that if men would clean for Pesach and women would build the sukkah, they would both start an Erev Pesach. Yeah. Interesting point. Very true. So anyway, so I don't want to bother to taking this whole kugel off. So I just want to sit and eat. I'm in a rush. Do I have to go find it? So here, what does the person do? It's usher. He's eating fleishiks and there's milk on the table. It should be usher, right? Now, so I have an eitzah like this. Let's say somebody else is in the house. One of the kids are home. Somebody's in the house. Yeah. And I tell the person, listen, I need a shomer. Yeah? I'm eating at the table, you be my shomer, make sure that I don't take a piece of this delicious smelling kugel. Right? Is that good? Does a shomer help?
He's going to sit there all night? You think it was a day, whatever the glass of day are,
he has maybe an advantage over a dayah. Why? By the case of two dayahs, they're both involved here. One's eating flesh, one is milchix. So there, you have, it's true, but have someone who's reminding, but he's also a participant. But here, maybe it's better because he's only a shomer. Right?
But he should stay there
the
whole time.
So Rabbi Kiva over here, look at the first Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Asala ha'alei se'ala shulchan. First Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger in this siman. Also, Lailai Salah Shulchan is on page Pei Zayin in the red Pei Zayin, one before. Top left. V'loi Mahani Lahamid Etzloi Shomer. It does not help to have someone to be a Shomer, to watch over him. Shiyashgiach Alov. That's the Gan HaMelech. Gan HaMelech is a Sefer Gines Verodim. In the back, he has Sefer Gan HaMelech. And he says it's awesome. And his real problem is like Barry's saying, is because he proves from over there by a case when you're worried about learning a Friday night by the light, by the candle, you may tip it over. Does a shamer help? And he says, no, the shamer also, because if you're worried the light is going to go out, so then the shamer himself needs a shamer, because the shamer also wants to make sure that it doesn't go out. So you may tilt it over to make the light brighter. So it doesn't help. And then the Guinness Veradim of the Garamela says, the shamer, he says he has to be there every second to watch. But if he's going to walk out of the room, so as soon as he's out of the room, you may tilt the nair, or as soon as he walks out of the room, you may take a piece of kugel. So therefore, he says a shamer would not help.
Even if the shamer were there all the time.
No, so that's what he's saying. What an abel shamer? Why? Because you would have to assume that the shamer would be there the whole time, and you can't assume such a thing. Right? Otherwise, you would say, wouldn't help a shamer unless he's there the whole time. Right? So, you're asking, so maybe they should say, okay, what if I hire him to be there, sit by the table the whole time?
I tell my son.
See, his lashon is, I'll show you the lashon. I mean, that's like a veil. If you're sure, you won't eat it. Yeah. He says like this, the Guinness Veradim says, he has to be there the whole time. Yeah, yeah. So that's what Bikivega says. Brings in the skinness of Rodim. It's the Efshe that Mamish have the whole time. Now there is an Achrein who argues on this. It doesn't bring this Guinness Veradim, but there's a Lev Aryeh, a sefer on Masechta School, and Lev Aryeh, it's a very well-known sefer. And he writes, he has a similar Shaila, and he says a Shema would help. And not only that, he has a Raya from a Pasuk in the Torah. Which Parsha? Huh? Vayera. The Lev Aryeh has a raya from Parshas Vayera. Why? Because the Malachim come to visit Avram. What does he give them? Vaygachema v'cholov uben habokar asher asa. How can he give? The Medrash actually says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and the Malachim said to give the Torah to them, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, excuse me, who was the one who ate pasa b'cholov when you were by Avraham Avinu? Right? So really, you don't deserve the Torah. Okay, good, whatever, we don't understand what this means. It's a lot of different mepharshim what happened. Since they were Malachim, when they ate it, it burnt up right away, so there's no time of cholov. A lot of different terutzim. The Lev Aryeh is a very clever terutz. Lev Aryeh says like this, is Vega Chema V'Cholov. What did they have first? First they had the meat, the butter and the cholov. And after milk, you're allowed to have fleshy, right? How can you have them on the same table? So what does the Pasuk say? Come on, where's the Balkeir? What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says like this: Vayigachem avecholov uben abaga ashaasa vayitain lifneiem. He put them all in front of them. Vehu oimed aleiem tachas oetz vayechelu. It should have said he put in front of them vayechelu when he ate it, and Avraham Avinu was standing waiting on them. Why did it say he first stood there and then they ate? Because he was the shomer. Gevaldi says the Lev Aryeh. Asiya Shemer helps. And the Ben Yayada says, he says, but there are Chalotz, a famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Chesam Ebeiz, that Avram Avinu Kayim Kola Terekula, Afilu Erev Tavshilim. So normally Erev Tavshilim means that he made Erev Tavshilim on a Yom Tov going to Shabbos. He says, you know what he means, Erev Tavshilim? An Eruv of the Tavshils. Because he had Basar and Cholov over here, right? And he was Ma'arev them to give them together. Why? Because he was a Shomer.
They were both cold.
This because they were, first of all, if they're cold. That's number one, right?
Huh? They're not Jewish.
The Malachim?
Yeah.
But they're non-Jewish Malachim.
They're not Bali Brits, sorry.
Yeah.
They would draw Panams at that?
They wouldn't count to our men.
Avraham Avinu kept Kiyim Kola Terekula Afir Erev Tavshilin, even the Rabbanans. That's the whole Kasha. Good. Maybe he doesn't say that's me and he's not bringing it as the Rai, that's my conclusive proof. He holds me as Svara. L'cheri, he holds like everybody else is saying. If I have a Shemer who's there, Vu Aymir Aleyem Taches Oetz, he's there the whole time, why shouldn't a Shemer help? Because he holds it's a Chiddush to say that a Shemer couldn't help because he's going to be in and out. Good, if the Shemer's in and out, that's true. But if you're sitting, let's say, at a table eating, and your wife is sitting at the table and she's not eating, you say, listen, be my shamer that I don't, and she'll be there the whole time, so it should not be a problem. Let's just end off with one last shayla. What happens if you're eating fleishiks? No, you're eating milchik. And your wife had eaten lunch earlier, an hour ago, and she ate fleishiks. Now she wants to join you at the table. And while you're eating milchiks, is that mutter or is that aser?
Are you Dutch?
No. Assuming you ate 6 hours.
Okay.
And she's not eating at all.
She's not eating, but the problem is she had just eaten meat within the last 6 hours.
I'd say mutter. Deish deos.
Maybe you're going to offer.
She goes, no, I can't. I just stayed busted. I mean, say, why is any difference if she was eating chalav? Why is any less effective?
She's not. She can't eat chalav now.
I understand, but why is any less effective than two people eating two different? If she was mamash eating, it's no.
No. So if you have people who are close with each other, Ramakir and Zazah, you need a hacker. So here also, do you need a hacker for this case?
And if she's an eater, do you need a hacker? If she's sitting at the table and not eating, do you need a hacker?
She's
a nita.
Right.
Sitting at your table and she's not eating. For the same chashash that you have over here, do you need a hacker?
Are you talking about, do you need a hacker for the nida part of it? Or for, for anybody? Yeah. No. If she's not eating, you wouldn't need a hacker for the nida part.
Why? Because we're not afraid she's going to eat.
Correct. Really, if you can understand, the Sidrei Taira says the pshat by the need is that we're worried that the one will eat off the other's. Right. And that's the problem. That will bring the kirav hadas. That will bring the closeness, and then they may forget themselves and be ever and aver. Right. So here also he's saying, because if they're not eating, yeah. So indeed, that's how the Pais can conclude that you don't have to. The Aruch HaShulchan sort of wants to bring a riot to that, because if a woman is fleishiks, right, is she allowed to cook a milchig meal?
She may come to eat.
She may come to taste it. So here, it'd be very difficult to arrange so many. So he says, you see, the banana like that's not a problem. It's only a gzera when you're eating on a table and both things are there. That's when you have the problem. And for that reason, the same thing. What is this? You have a shaila like this. Are you allowed to have meat and fish on the same table? The Gemara only talks about meat and milk. Basar ugvina. Are you allowed to have basar v'dogim on the same table?
No.
Sakanta chamur meisura. Right? We're more strict with sakana than by yisur. So it should be asur. So here the Neid Bihud and others say that it's mutter. Why? Similar to nevela. Why? Because milk and meat, they're both heter, and I would eat them together. And I may forget myself. But sakana, that people are very careful about.
People don't know.
Right?
People don't know.
Oh, so you're saying that what if people don't know? Now, the truth is, this is a real problem. Let's say by a smorgasbord. Right? You have meat and you have fish. So maybe the heter was, well, that's just a serving table. The problem is a lot of people think that the smorgasbord table is actually the eating table too. They eat straight from the table. So how could you have meat and fish at the same time? You wouldn't have meat and milk on that that table, right? So must be that's what they're relying on, because they're relying, they know chamir sakanta meisura, and that's what prevents a person, right? Because if we lashon hara, we only know lashon hara is an iser, so therefore that's why our people are not careful about it. But if we would think it's a sakana, then we'd be very careful about it. Yeah. So
it's not going to happen. It's not that heavy. So maybe people rely on that. If I'm not mistaken, some services with the evidence.
Ah, so you say just the opposite. It's a real problem, because since we say really it's not a sakana anymore, it's not a teva, so it should be a problem. It should be a problem. Uh-huh. Well, if it's not a problem to eat, then of course you'd be allowed to have them at the same table, because you're allowed to eat them together, right? But if you hold that it's also because it's sakana, then you can rely on that you're not going to come to have it.